Welcome to Cumtown, the premium for Sunday, whatever the fuck today is.
Sunday, April 15th, 2012.
Oh, hell yes, bitch.
Something like that. I stopped paying attention to the dates.
I'm here, and I'm having sex. When
I gave up on life. That's when, that was the day.
It's April 20th somewhere. Mm. It's 420 somewhere.
It's 420 in India.
Somewhere.
Boys, thank you for coming. I'm still in my fucking... I still can't move my right foot or my left foot.
I can't move my heart.
Dude, I'll massage your little heart for you.
It's shriveled.
We are...
it's shriveled and deflated.
We're recording on Stav's bed right now. Which is a first for us, a bed recording. This is going to be sort of like a slumber
not for us.
Party.
This is how when we do. Us. See, you think these are all
you're
new
gonna
experiences.
You're going to say something mean now?
Yeah. Yeah. You know the formula.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah. Now I'm cutting you off.
Adam
just,
and...
We just got off the road from D.C. Mm-hmm. It was nice to meet some of you.
Straight from the road, straight to the fucking stew.
Mm-hmm.
Podcasting never sleeps.
Yeah.
The Saturday shows were really fun. Friday was just, but thanks for those guys who came out.
Yeah, and come out. Those aren't even our shows, so come out to see us fucking Cumtown Live August 12th in Bmore if you were in D.C.
Sunday.
And some other shit. But yeah.
That's in 2 weeks now.
Yeah, dude, I've just been fucking doing drugs and waiting for this to be over.
Mm-hmm.
I got so fucked up on mushrooms.
Just in one room?
Just fucking watching Thor Ragnarok, bro.
That's my problem is like
that's
when I'm on mushrooms,
movie.
I need to leave a
so
room.
So I took, what did I just take? Lorazepam?
Lorazepam, I think.
Okay.
It's like Ativan.
And how long does that take to work?
I don't know, dude. Nick's been having a tough time, guys.
I'm straight up...
He's straight up loco.
I lost my mind yesterday.
Don't you know
over
he's
the weekend,
loco?
I kind of went... I was losing touch with reality.
Damn.
And, yeah.
And we were... I had to talk to Ian on the phone in bed for...
That's dark.
An hour.
I was there. We were sharing a hotel
Don't
room.
Kill yourself, man.
You know, it's really hard. You know, it's every single day is going to be a struggle. It's going to... You're going to wake up and it's going to fucking feel like shit every day for the rest of your life. It's like, well... Why won't
that,
I? Why should
yeah,
I kill myself?
Then he's I like, should kill myself. Because
it gets better, right?
But you said
like,
it doesn't.
No, he like consoled me for like an hour. I'm like, how are you doing? He's like, I'm in hell.
Oh, poor Ian.
No, poor Ian.
Yeah.
That little bucktooth bitch.
Yeah.
Maybe we should fucking have him back on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Massage his little nuts. Yeah, I feel that. I mean, I'm just in my a prison of my physical. Deterioration.
Yeah.
But I got an MRI. I'm feeling good. I love Thor Ragnarok. Thor is my favorite superhero now.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love him.
How about
funny, right?
Fag who loves
no,
cock?
No, do not say that about Thor.
Whore fag.
Listen, man.
Fag for cock?
Listen, I draw the line somewhere.
Yeah.
And you will not disrespect Thor.
Yeah.
Okay.
You draw the line on the fucking wall right where it says 5'3".
No, that's for you?
For it, no.
Because you're measuring your
no,
height, bitch?
For Adam.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not 5'2". Because
me and Adam are... Me and Stav are both 5'10".
Yeah, take that, Adam.
Which is extremely tall in our world.
Well, it's opposite day.
We're all the same height, Adam. We're all effectively the same height.
Oh, it's opposite day? So I guess you're straight today, Adam.
Boom!
Yeah.
Damn, classic.
I'm straight and 5'3".
Classic maneuver.
Yeah.
So you're gay and tall in real life?
No, most days, every other day, I'm gay and 5'10".
What about this song? It's hardly a penis, hardly a penis.
Yeah.
Nobody laugh at my little ass penis. It's hardly a penis.
There you go.
Yep. Hardly a penis.
Got it.
I'm going to pull it out, but you won't be able to tell.
Yeah, I was really losing it.
I mean, I see my small dick.
I might have to go to. I might have to check myself into the loony bin.
The loony bin.
Yeah, but these days it's the loony spa, baby. You're gonna get facials. You're gonna get cucumbers.
If you want,
on
we can
eyes.
Put. We can put you in a little. What are them shits called?
Straight jacket.
Uh huh.
Nah.
And then you'd be like, ah.
I've been trip sitting Nick this weekend. We've been having fun. Mm-hmm. We have actually been having a lot of laughs in between the, I'm gonna kill myself.
Yeah, yeah. Screaming at the top of my lungs and mumbling to myself and thinking messages are being sent to me by
like
menus.
Signs
I just
on the
happen
street.
To fucking pass, like walking past restaurants. Yeah.
Yeah, my man's a beautiful minding right now.
Yep, it's true.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Maybe you get to fuck Jennifer Connelly.
Maybe that's always been the dream.
If you go crazy, if you go crazy enough, you get to fuck Jennifer Connelly.
We were saying I should just pay Julia Vins $50,000 to kill me.
Fly to Moscow.
That would be awesome.
Get
just to have her just choke me to death.
I don't want
room.
You to die, but that would be quite the spectacle.
That'd be a cool way
go the
sure,
way
then.
You want to go.
Damn, dude. We could charge $100 a ticket. Watch, Mullet. I'm just in a white tuxedo with a big white top hat.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, come on. Mullen will be dying on the evening.
Crushing your skull.
Mm-hmm.
By Julia Vins. Yeah, I was hoping that this would be sort of... I'd be able to riff harder.
Mm-hmm.
But... I just have nothing in my heart.
Riff
I mean, I think that also taking a benzo would slow you down.
Mm-hmm. Whatever, man. Shut up.
I don't know if I really...
We're all about drugs here.
Yeah.
Take whatever drugs you want. You took one, bitch.
I took one. He took three.
I took one, too.
I need to get medicated.
I took one just to feel a little groovy.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to get... I got to stop pretending like...
Yeah, you need, like, mood stabilizers and, you know...
Because it's like, I didn't even really think about it, because it's like... I guess most people don't have the experience of, like, every day you're just, like, thinking about killing yourself mm-hmm. all day long.
No, but that's not... listen, like, when we met, when you moved back to D.C. 6 years ago, it was the last time it's been like this.
Well, no, that was the last time I was, like, really losing my mind.
Yeah, and
I mean, throughout the year, I mean, I'm usually, like...
You're functional, but
I'm
you're
functional,
still shitty.
But, yeah, it's still... And it's like, I just want to be one of those people that, like, watches Netflix shows and it's like, yeah, I like making spreadsheets.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude,
I have a dog and me and the dog. And then sometimes I say funny things that nobody who's actually funny would laugh at.
Yeah. But I get more joy out of those things.
Yeah, right.
But if
I can
have like,
sandwich,
yeah.
be one of those like, you think type of people.
Yeah. Said no one ever.
Right, exactly.
Just said crushing no with a well-placed said no one ever.
I would trade it all. I would trade it all to be a person that just, you know, watches things.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Sorry, you got a beautiful mind.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling me how beautiful my mind is.
Your mind is gorgeous, and so is your body and face.
Yeah. That mind.
Should we suck
not my body.
He keeps looking at himself in the mirror and being like, I'm so fucking ugly.
That's not what I said.
I hate looking at myself.
I'm not saying that.
The sight of me disgusts
this
me.
This is just like Nick needs to go to the gym and all the problems are over.
No, I tried.
Dude, try and lift this.
I tried to go to the gym.
Do a curl, dude. It'll fix everything.
I can't. I've lost like 15 pounds.
We're going to get you right.
All from
dude.
Your nuts.
Yeah, probably.
Your nuts are shriveled up. I can see them.
Yeah.
Through your jeans.
Don't look at my nuts. Don't describe how shriveled they've become.
The denim is clinging to your nuts somehow. I don't know how, but
it's just the sweat pouring through.
Yeah, your nuts are sweating, but they're shriveled.
Yeah.
They're just pouring just moisture out of the bottom of your nuts.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, but I'm excited to get on. Just to be heavily medicated.
Yeah, you're going to have to get one of those things that old people have like, the Monday through Sunday.
My
your little pill
My
case.
Stepmom's, like, closet.
I want one of those, but it's all Viagra's.
Yeah.
my stepmom's closet when I was, like, a teenager, it was just shelves and shelves of pills.
Hell yeah.
She had so many pills.
Respect.
Like, Seroquel and Depakote and fucking, like, anti-seizure medicine.
Ooh.
Just, like, every type of fucking pill.
You could just get fucked
she
up
She would
on?
Just get prescribed everything.
Respect.
Yeah.
That's a cool doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Just take a couple of these, glass of wine, winks at her. There are, if you take pain pills with a glass of wine, it feels good.
Yeah, and then you black out with the second glass of wine.
Yeah, yeah. But you just don't get too fucked up, though. You just enjoy yourself.
You feel pretty good. I think Heath Ledger died actually from benzos and alcohol.
Oh, really?
Not from pain pills, but yeah.
Nice. The Joker.
And also, if you get addicted to benzos, I think it's like the second hardest detox.
After
besides
which one?
Heroin? I think alcohol and benzos are the two most dangerous.
What? Heroin? Yeah. Not heroin?
No.
Yeah, I know a guy. I knew a guy when I was a teenager that got really into benzos because he stopped doing opiates. He got into benzos. And he's like, yeah, dude, they're perfect. They like completely like, you know, and then he just blew his brains out.
Yeah, yeah.
2 years later.
Yeah.
I found the solution, brother. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
They feel pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can die from the withdrawals.
Hmm.
You can die from alcohol withdrawal too.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's what
you can't. I don't think you can die from heroin withdrawal.
You know what else you can die from withdrawal of?
Cock.
My dick.
Dick. Your penis.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what else also. Mm-hmm. Dude, I gotta say I love doing shrooms.
Yeah?
Yeah. We should all do shrooms, man.
I get too emotional on them.
I also get emotional.
I get too emotional on Adderall too.
That's not real.
I wish I could send emails to people and tell them how I really like
them. No, that's
them.
That's because you're a bitch.
The last 2 days.
Adderall doesn't do that to you.
Adderall does that to me.
The last 2 days.
My hands start sweating.
Just unbearable. Yeah. It's like, it really is. It's like the fucking like worst coke hangover you could possibly imagine.
Damn.
Where you're just like physically incapable of experiencing anything but like just despair.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't know how to like, I mean, I guess I have to get fucking medicine for it, but.
You could try kissing your friends.
No.
No.
Why don't we try?
I think real medicine.
Why don't we try kissing each other?
Because here's the thing. Like, even if it was, because I know that's like the fun joke answer is like, just be gay, you know?
Yeah.
Which is like, if you were just.
Maybe.
If you just accepted that you're gay. No, because I still would be incapable of deriving pleasure. No. I don't want to fuck anybody.
No. Your ass. It's like the little prostate or whatever. If you press yours, you'll become happy.
I've tried that. It doesn't work.
Let us give it a whirl, dude.
I let a woman stick a finger in my ass.
Nice.
And it was very fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Was she lubed up?
It's not fucking chill.
Was she lubed up?
Yeah, a little bit.
You got to lube up, bro.
What are you, into this now?
I know, but that's standard. When I put my fingers stimulated? In asses, I'm not, but I would be interested.
But women don't have a prostate.
Yeah, but still, sometimes it's fun to put your fingers in a woman's ass.
I'm just saying.
Just like
that.
On the train?
Yeah, just hanging out. Yeah, just getting a fucking hot dog. She's sitting in front of you at the cart.
Yeah.
You're like, well, it's past the time here. Mm. What, you don't put your finger in an ass? A nice ass every once in a while?
Of course I do.
Yeah.
I'm a gentleman.
Get the bowling ball going?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, whatever. I mean, I have a rule for butt sex.
I've
been given a rule for butt sex.
What's the rule?
We can't have it unless we're in a hotel room.
Really?
That's her rule.
That's a fun rule.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. You're in a hotel and you just gotta.
You can't have it in your home?
Are you into that shit?
Fucking a woman in the ass?
Yeah, ass fucking?
Not particularly.
It sucks.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's gross.
I mean, had a fucking Chipotle burrito.
There's
before.
Always shit in there, dude. I don't understand how gay
cock.
People do it.
They have
There's
a whole
so
system.
Much preparation. They can't have
system.
Cheese for 48 hours.
Yeah, they have like drinks and shit.
No,
there's
just shit. They
have like a
happens.
Squatty potty, an
well,
anal
also,
enema.
In my experience, it's usually the woman's idea. And then you go to do it, and then you get it like halfway in, and then they just sit there crying. And it's like, you wanted to do this. This wasn't my idea.
You need the lube, bro.
I just wanted to feel something. Yeah, no, it's...
I know I have that
okay.
joke.
It's okay. I mean, like, if the girl likes it, then it's fine with me. But if it's just me,
well,
I'm
yeah,
not trying
of course.
To fucking ass.
If the girl likes it, it's key. 100%.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm not trying to fucking ass. Like,
I'll fucking ass.
I think because of porn, more people got into ass fucking.
I think
it's normal. Like normal in porn.
Well, I think it's
most
a
most scenes. I feel like someone's getting.
I think it's
in the
a
ass.
Very logical next step, where you're like, here's a hole, here's my cock. Let's see what the fuck we got here. Let's poke around.
I think pussy's pretty fucking. All right.
I'm not anti-pussy. Don't try and fucking
Stop's
paint me in that
anti-pussy.
Light.
So I was pro asshole, anti pussy.
No, I'm wow. pro both pussy and ass and mouth,
wow.
as a matter of fact. Hand as well, titties. I'm the most pro titties, fucking the in between of titties.
Mm-hmm.
Adam says it's silly.
I think it's
because he
childish.
Has no imagination. Shut the fuck up.
I think it's immature.
You fucking bitch. You grown up bitch.
Titty fucking is for 11-year-olds.
No, it isn't. It's for every. You know what it is for 11-year-olds, but it's also for 80-year-olds. It's for everyone.
It's for everyone.
Everyone should titty fuck.
There's just not. It's just, you know.
God. Yeah, it's just skin.
It doesn't.
He says.
You're not stimulating anything.
Yeah, but it's a fun part of.
It's
everything.
Fun for you, but then I feel kind of silly.
Unbelievable, dude. You don't feel silly eating ass. You're eating a person's ass.
Yeah, but
your mouth is where they shit.
You're stimulating their asshole. Nick,
I'm sorry.
Tell us more about how you want to kill yourself.
Let me get more of those pills.
No, come man, on, relax.
They should have kicked in by now.
No, relax, relax. We'll talk after the show.
We're okay. Talking now. It's a talk show. It's just built around talking.
Dude, I feel
What's
so bad.
What's your problem with me taking more of these pills?
Don't F me.
Like,
don't
you're my
curse
fucking,
at me.
What, you're my babysitter now?
I literally have been your babysitter. Because
if you're his babysitter...
You haven't been my babysitter. I've been having to drive you around and pay for your fucking hotel room and all your food.
First of all, you didn't pay for the hotel room.
I paid for the fucking hotel room.
Sean paid for the hotel room.
The club paid for the hotel room because I'm the professional comedian that got paid to go down there, you fucking cocksucker.
I got paid to go down there, too.
And I got paid more.
I got both you motherfuckers to gig. Shut up.
This isn't about you, Stavros.
You didn't pay
you're
for the hotel
You're not the fucking
babies.
This motherfucker acting like, no. What you are
Why
is
Why are you
this,
doing this, like, prison stuff right now? You're trying to biggin yourself up right now?
This stepchild.
Don't give me this
with
shit
the
right
father
now.
Who's sacrificed everything for him. Yeah. Provides this nice life for him. He's like, my dad's sad. I have to put up with him. Fuck you,
You're
asshole.
Not my father. It's like,
I am
oh,
father.
I've been a very good friend to you this weekend.
You haven't been a good friend.
What do you anything, mean I haven't been a good
anything
friend?
Anything I've said that's been like, you know, sort of a crazy thought, you're like, well, you should think about that more.
No, I haven't said that at all.
You've been on the whole time.
You've been
time.
Like, yes,
no, I've
maybe
said
you
that,
are, you
I've
are
said
receiving
that
secret
maybe
messages,
even
Nick.
If you're... No, the secret
that
messages...
That woman did look at you like a fuck, no. Like you're a bitch. You should make an example
the
of her.
The secret messages, I was not...
That Somali woman definitely did curse at you
no.
in her language.
I was saying, like, he was making a lot of points about life. I was saying, you know, these are maybe accurate, but fixating on them is maybe not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't encouraging you to continue, but I was also acknowledging, you know, that you're not full-blown.
Anyways, I guess we should mention
crazy.
I saw two deaf black guys talking to each other.
You didn't see them. I saw them, and I told you that I saw them.
This guy is such a fucking asshole. We're walking next to each other, and he goes, look at these two deaf black guys. Now, and somehow, this is his
they
experience.
They can't hear it.
It belongs to
they
him.
They can't hear me say that. That no, you missed them.
That belongs to him.
You were on your phone.
And then, hold on.
Oh, come
the joke
on.
I came up with about it now belongs to him because
your
he saw
joke.
It.
No, you could say the joke, but you did not see them. I said, you were looking at your
you
phone.
You don't think
he would have
seen them?
I saw them. They came back around. Some guy tried to fly. Or
yeah, they
later.
Did come back around.
So did I see them?
You saw them.
Okay, okay. All right. Just as long as we're on the same fucking page.
They were two cool black guys that were doing sign language to each other.
Go ahead. Do the just right. say
do
the,
your joke,
no,
dude.
You, because it belongs to you.
It doesn't
this
belong
is what he's been
to
doing
me.
To me all weekend.
I haven't
his
been
poor
doing
friend
this.
Who's suffering from
been
mental
doing
illness.
This to Nick.
Oh my god. This
Nick
is so
was
unfair.
Fine. Dude, when Nick picked up my car Thursday night, he was like, I can't wait to hang out with Adam. Oh, it's gonna be such a fun weekend. I'm so mentally stable. I hope no one eggs me on and fucks me up.
Yes, it's
that's what he was saying.
I just want to let
and I was like,
know,
I'm so excited for my friends.
If anything happens to this beautiful boy, it is my fault. You should come for me.
I was just saying, I was gonna smash your car into
that would be so annoying.
Just kill myself, but kill him too.
Everyone would be I'm sad about like, Nick being dead yeah, and be like, oh, Adam's also dead. Yeah. But
at the funeral, I'd be like, it was a pretty good bit to also kill Adam. Your friend was like, it was a good bit.
That was a good joke.
That's how we always wanted him to die.
My dad.
Finally.
Damn.
Where are we at? Has it been an hour?
I'd be, yeah. Yeah, it's been an hour. I'd be so annoyed if you guys crashed my car into the fucking murder suicide.
Yeah, I think he did it more
anyways.
Out of respect for you and your property
thank
than
you,
respect
man.
For
my respect for my property, brother.
Scars. Yeah, yeah. You kept saying it stops.
I was trying to figure out with those deaf black guys which hand sign is the N word. Because they got to have one, right?
They do.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you think?
I don't know. I couldn't figure it out.
Mm. Let's see. Let's see here. I don't know.
Yeah.
You did it.
Did I just do it?
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
That's blood. You're spelling out
I
blood.
I feel bad
with
for
two
the
bloods
that their hand sign got taken away from them by white women.
But yeah. Doing
that was so annoying.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Everyone was just doing blood signs.
Mm-hmm.
On their MySpace pages?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Crip walking too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Crips dances were taken away from them.
Those are fun dances though.
They're very.
I
cool
gotta
dances.
Say they are like the Crips had like a very like sing songy rhythm.
Yeah.
It's kind of like pirates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo ho ho.
Or Swedes.
Yeah, Swedes and Bloods and Crips have a lot in common.
Farf and Steven.
Drop the fucking.
Farf and
drop your fucking wallet.
Yeah, exactly.
Farf and Hogan. Let me fuck your assin. Right?
Yeah, they say all that shit.
Yeah.
They say that shit for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been like...
Don't look at the clock, man.
58.
Immerse yourself. Immerse yourself in the
experience. I'm mad those pills aren't doing anything.
They are, man.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess my expectation when I take something is to feel fucked up.
Mm.
You know? Or at least feel it.
You'll stand up and then you'll feel something.
I feel a little woozier.
No, I don't feel woozy.
No, yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
I feel a little calmed down.
What were we doing? Impressions or something?
Let's talk about Thor Ragnarok.
Did
you guys ever see
car?
It?
And we were doing.
Remember the day laborer?
Oh, I said I was going to start a series called Comedians in Cars Closing the Garage Door and Taking
a Note
to the Chest. That's my new series. We have Wanda Sykes on, and she's like talking about 1994 and how great it was. I'm like, totally. And I'm just like closing the garage door, leaving it running, writing out the note. And she's like, and that's, you know, me and Tommy Davidson, we knew back then what things were in store for us. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you going to turn the car off? No. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's okay.
What the hell?
Yeah. Just try to breathe deep.
Oh, okay. Finally.
Yeah.
Is that how you choose? Because you'd only get to do it once.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you'd go down
out
with Wanda.
Just like
Wanda?
Jay Leno leaving all of his cars running.
Jay's garage.
Respect if Jay really was just trying to ultra kill himself. He doesn't even like cars.
Yeah.
He's just buying the biggest garage possible. He's going to let them all run.
Dana told me
it's finally about time. It's going to happen.
her friend's dad killed himself with his Porsche.
Nice. Yeah. Fucking loser.
Damn, dude.
No, that's badass.
Yeah, fuck
that
rich bitch.
Yeah. I want to do that. You get two Bentleys and just leave them running in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
the way to. That's
the
real.
Who gets your two Bentleys?
I don't know. They're haunted from that point on.
Ooh, I want them.
Only one of them's haunted.
That'd
you
be like
die in both Bentleys.
It's like a penny pinching thing. It's like, yeah, get cheap cars by finding ones that people killed themselves. <at.">
The suicide auction.
Mm.
That'd be tight.
I wonder if you have to.
This rope mostly fine. So 100 feet of rope, just cut off the first six feet. Don't worry about what that was used for.
Yeah.
This fucked up fork? Sure, one of the fucking sporks is all black and shit.
Mm.
My little brother actually put his finger in a light bulb. My man got electrocuted as a little kid.
Damn.
His fucking thumbnail was black for like 4 years, and his fucking hair straight up stood up.
Wait, like inside of the glass, like the filament?
No, like the little fucking, if you unscrew the glass, the little electric part.
The socket.
You put it, his socket, yeah.
Oh,
you unscrew the glass, the little electric part. You're, like, the amount, the lack of access you have to the English language is fucking astounding.
You know what the fuck I mean.
We know, but, like, you should also just know what a socket is.
That's not what a socket is, man.
Yeah, who was it that called electrical outlets the holes?
I don't know, but I like it.
Stop.
It wasn't me.
Somebody's
but
like,
I wish it was.
You know, the holes. I didn't know.
Just the
who
holes?
Said that? I can't remember. I can't remember the context. I might have been from something, but they just didn't know it was
that's
called
so
an
funny.
Outlet.
I mean, yeah, that's hilarious. My dad made fun of my brother. He was like, yeah, if we were in Greece. He was like, yeah, this bullshit American electric current
this
in Greece.
Instead of
yeah,
two
yeah, in Greece. And we're like,
dead.
And my mom was like, are you like... sad our son didn't die.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was literally
also,
making fun of
is that true? It's amperage, not voltage.
Yeah, I don't think it's more electricity.
It's not more electricity.
Don't fucking, that's what my dad thought. I mean, he's dumb, but either way, that's a fucking stupid-ass point.
Yeah.
But whatever. I fucked my dad.
That three-phase. You got to kill yourself with the three-phase.
What's the three-phase?
You unplug the fucking oven.
Mm-hmm.
Use that big-ass plug.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Dude, that's how I game.
Mm-hmm.
that's
the oven outlet.
Yeah, the oven outlet, dude.
Yeah.
You need the power.
Mm-hmm. I need that kind of gaming power. That's what I plug my electric pocket pussy into. So
I don't understand how you're able to laugh at this life you live.
Because, man, it's temporary, this prison I'm in.
I don't know. I would be in hell if I were you. I don't get it.
I am in hell now. I've been doing drugs nonstop for fucking eight days.
That's mean, Nick.
I've been fucking...
And it's accurate.
Every day I take two edibles so that I just pass out around 10 p.m. and this weekend I just took... I was so tired of being stuck here. I took so many mushrooms that I was just like on a psychic journey, brother.
Dude, that's... I was saying earlier, that's my problem is like whenever I do mushrooms, I can't stay in a room for more than 10 minutes. I got to like leave. I got to be outside.
Not me, dude. I was traveling in my mind. And I had Thor Ragnarok as a fucking... participant.
Goldblum's in that movie, right?
He crushes it.
He's very funny.
He's so good in that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I fucking love Jeff.
My dad.
Nah, your dad's gayer than Jeff Goldblum.
Don't say that about my dad.
Jeff Goldblum rocks, dude. No, it's true. Jeff Goldblum rules.
We are going to give the aliens a virus, the HIV virus. We're going to have gay sex with the aliens. Will Smith's like, oh, hell nah. If you want to stop this invasion, you got to have gay sex with the aliens, Will.
Woo!
Oh, man.
Did we say that 3 weeks ago that it was Independence Day, but shouting the N-word?
Shouting the N-word, yeah. Look, man, I get stuck on a theme. It gets stuck.
No, I'm not saying it's bad. I love it. That's the encapsulation of the show. Mm-hmm. Is Independence Day, but the two solutions are screaming the N-word and giving them AIDS by fucking their asses. If you want to know what comes
Jeff Goldblum, he's just like that Harvey Fire scene character. He's like, Harvey, I need your help. And he's like, oh, God, David, what do you need me to do? And he's like, we need you to bleed into the alien mothership. Oh, God, I can't stand bleeding. Is it going to be a paper cut? Please tell me it's not a paper cut.
It'd
be funny if you didn't know who Harvey Weinstein was and all that
Me
Too
stories.
You thought it was Harvey Fierstein?
Yeah.
Wait, him?
Wait, that giant gay guy with raping women?
Sure? The kinky boots homo? The one that created Mrs. Doubtfire in his laboratory?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. He gives him the fake tits and shit.
My man has a gravelly ass voice.
Oh my God.
That voice would feel good rubbing up against your nuts if it was possible to do
that. He's Carl on The Simpsons.
Hell yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Homer's Assistant.
That's such
a
good episode.
It's great.
Damn, I need me a Carl.
Yeah, I do. We all need a Carl.
We all need a Carl.
I need a Carl so bad right now.
You could literally hire
Carl?
An assistant.
First of all, Adam, you don't know anything about
that. That's not what an assistant would do, Nick.
Yeah, huh?
Have you seen the episode? Have you seen Homer's assistant?
Does he make him feel better?
He does everything for him.
He does everything.
He fixes it all up.
He fixes his whole life.
He forgets Marge's birthday or anniversary or some shit. Guess who gets a fucking singing telegram? Fucking Carl.
Carl.
It's a good look.
Carl gets hair for Homer.
He gets hair for him?
Actually, I think Homer gets the hair and he gets the promotion and then
he
gets Carl.
Then he gets Carl.
Yeah.
Yeah, he almost hires a sexy bitch. But Carl's like, no. You need me, a gay guy, instead, because you don't want to fuck me, but you do want to fuck those sexy whores with the big-ass titties.
It's going to be great in like 3 months when this show is just me just completely conked out on benzos.
That will be awesome.
It's like, we did it, everyone. We saved the show. I just can't think or feel.
You're like,
But I'm not dead.
That's fine, dude.
Yeah.
It'll be like Jack Nicholson and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
One Flew Over the Doo-Doo's Nest. It's not Jack Nicholson Goes to Africa.
Yeah, okay. Is the Doo-Doo's Nest Africa?
Yeah.
God damn.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe there's like a nest full of shit in Africa. But
no. I'm struggling here.
Yeah, you shouldn't have taken three.
I'm trying to make my brain work. It's not, but here's the thing. I don't feel better.
I know you don't feel better.
Yeah, it was never going to make you feel better.
Oh, no.
It was going to make you stop, like, your brain just, like, running on, like 1,000 miles an hour.
Oh, it wasn't doing that at the moment. I was already just depressed.
No, I mean you were going.
Dude, why don't we just open up the random pills I got? I got shrooms.
Yeah, let's take a look.
I got dick pills.
Let's see, where are the medicine at?
I got edibles.
Damn. Storage. What is this? You just have some girl's college ID?
Oh, that's my friend Anna. These are my gag cards.
What do you mean your gag cards?
Anna's hot, dude.
Enoch Pratt.
Where's Anna?
Who's Anna? Let me see.
My friend Anna. She lives in Baltimore. Shouts out Anna. Dude. Yep. She's a pretty gal.
Well, how did you blow it with her?
I'd never.
Let's imagine a different life you could have lived.
Me and Anna just got a little house in Baltimore.
Yeah, you hadn't blown it with Anna.
Maybe Nick should do a little cap and stem.
Little shrooms?
Just a little cap and stem.
Yeah, should I do that?
I have some in my freezer.
Yeah?
You want some?
Maybe just a little stem.
You guys are going to put me in the psych ward. That can't be the solution.
Yeah, it's probably
not. To do mushrooms while I'm having like a...
you're barely struggling. Bro, you're barely keeping a grip on reality as is.
Yeah.
Totally sober.
It's medicine, my guy.
We'll give you this and then we'll put on that scene where Gene Wilder screams in that boat.
Yeah.
In Charlie and the Sucklet Factory.
One time I watched that that scene where Tom Cruise is doing that the rope thing in Mission Impossible 1.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't touch the floor, and I was coming up on mushrooms, and it fucking freaked me out. I got so scared.
Damn, I want to do mushrooms and watch Thor again.
I can't watch a movie on mushrooms.
That was the best moment of my life. Watching Thor Ragnarok on mushrooms. Mm. what the fuck was I going to say? Oh, here's another song. Ready? We're going to hold you down and fuck your ass. We're going to have gay sex with your asshole. It doesn't matter what you say. We're going to fuck you against your will. We're going to suck your dick and fuck your ass until
You were doing Rock Around the Clock at first.
No.
It was Rock Around the Clock.
Was it? No, it wasn't.
It was.
We're going to suck your dick and fuck your ass.
That's Rock Around the Clock. But then you changed it.
We're going to hold you down.
This is just an original song.
Yeah, it's just a new
it's
song.
Not a parody of anything anymore.
You're not doing Rock Around the Clock.
I mean, I sort of. I thought I was doing some kind of parody. Whatever, man.
What do you think is a better song, Rock Around the Clock or Clocks by Coldplay?
Clocks.
Just
get lost in that rhythm.
You like that?
No, not really. Coldplay's pretty fucking
It'd be
gay.
Funny to get to learn how to play that on piano.
Suck my dick in my father's car.
And then just go to a Nordstrom's or something where they have a piano.
My nuts. Huh?
It'd be funny to go to a department store.
My nuts. And then what?
And then just play that song over and over again. Just drive everyone insane.
You know how hard it is to become a Nordstrom's piano guy?
Those guys are so talented.
They're not. Those aren't just some guy that knows piano.
They're incredible.
Really?
Professional musicians.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Yes.
What?
It always bums me out.
How much does that
at how
pay?
Good they are.
Nothing. It's like minimum wage.
Well, then why do they do it?
For the tuxedo.
They love music.
Tuxedo. So they can be like Jackie Chan.
That makes sense.
That's who works there. It's people that are huge fans of Jackie Chan.
And very good at piano.
And very good at piano.
And in sore need of a tuxedo.
What the fuck? What? That movie was retarded.
Which one? The tuxedo is?
The tuxedo made him good at fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Technology in it to make him good at fighting.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was a movie.
Yeah, the tuxedo. I think we talked about it on the show and said the fuxedo.
I was just going to say the fuxedo.
Make Jackie Chan fuck.
That's a good bit, man.
I think we already did.
I want a fuxedo,
I think you
man.
Forgot what tuxedo was. There's no way we didn't say that already.
Yeah, there's no chance.
I'm imagining my life with Anna.
She's nice, dude. She's
card.
Cool.
She's you vouch for her. Look how beautiful she is.
She's very beautiful. She's very nice. She's one of the boys, too. She can hang.
Yeah? What does that mean?
She has a dick. She has a big cock, and we all suck it. She makes us suck it, like one of the boys.
She pees standing up.
She's 6'3". Mm-hmm. She's 6'9".
She can dunk, dude.
She can dunk. Huge hands.
Her dick's bigger than Stav's.
Nice shoulders. Broad. Strong.
Brolic.
Mm-hmm.
She can do... She's in the 1,000-pound club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For squats,
Stav's
deadlifts.
Stav's in the 1,000-pound club.
Yep.
Who is?
Stav. He's in the 1,000 pounds.
Oh, he weighs 1,000 pounds.
No.
1,000 pounds.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. How much do you think you've?
I don't want to. I don't want to think about it, man. Once I'm back on my feet, then I'll hit the scale. But
you are wearing an Under Armour shirt, which is not the most flattering shirt for a round man.
How fucking dare you?
Under Armour.
It's not fucking clinging to me, dude. It's not heat gear.
Tight Under Armour is like show your curves, you know.
First of all, dude, it's not that tight.
Protect this blouse.
Second of all, I think I look pretty good, actually.
I think you look cute, obviously. I always think you look good.
No, dude, don't fucking patronize me right now.
I do.
I want to go on a hot air balloon ride. I think that would be nice.
I really think just that it might just be the solution to go goth.
Yeah.
For you.
Don't do my bits at me.
I know. No, you've been just talking about it in
general.
Please
don't just do my stand-up bits at me.
Did you know there's
a guy... We were talking about it before you did it.
Did you know there's a guy who downloaded a bunch of terabytes of child pornography?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Allentown?
I was laughing today about calling up the suicide hotline. You call up the suicide hotline, you're like, I really don't see a fucking way out of this, and I feel worthless. And, you know, they're like, you know, everybody says that, but you got people around you. It's like, I just... No matter what I do, I just can't stop molesting my niece.
No. And they're like, what?
Yeah, that's a fun bit. If you guys are out there and you want to call up the suicide hotline.
No, don't do that.
Don't do it.
Guys, please don't. But think it's a good bit. It is a funny bit. But don't muck up the suicide hotline with erroneous molestation claims.
I don't know. What is
does anyone ever really call the suicide hotline? Do they ever get
I think
calls?
It's just for veterans.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I feel it's just for people to put in tweets after
they should team up with Papa
kills
John's.
Himself.
There should be an N-word hotline where you can call up and say the N-word.
Just say it. Get it out.
Does it have to be at a black person?
No,
no, but that adds a little bit of flavor.
No,
for extra, if it's extra
money. I have been saying this for years. There should be a service where you go to an office and there's like a guy in a suit and tie there, a black guy in a suit and tie, and you pay him for the service of being able to say it around him. He says you can say it, and then you say it, and then you close the door and you leave.
But like it's like confession.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a service.
If
you pay
you pay like a couple hundred bucks.
You
find like a black Catholic church for the black priest, and you go into confession, you're like, I just can't stop saying it. But you don't say the N-word, you say the actual word.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Through the little screen.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like,
you can just say it.
He's
like, what are you going to do? You're a fucking priest.
Yeah, right. You're supposed to say, God forgives me.
Mm-hmm.
Deacon. Deacon, deacon.
Oh, damn. That is a good loophole to saying the N-word.
Yeah.
Black priest.
I'm about loopholes.
Mm-hmm. Who else could you say it in front of?
The mayor. Mayor de Blasio.
De Blasio. Yeah. Yep. It's true.
What's he going to do?
Nothing.
Nothing. He's a fucking bitch, dude.
Take that, de Blasio.
He wouldn't even stand up for his wife if she was being attacked.
Yeah.
But
his
with
wife.
A barrage of racial slurs.
The barrage, bitch.
You could probably say it to racial Dolezal.
Yeah, you could say it.
Yeah. It'd be the
you
one man
Dolezal
that's fixing Dolezal by following around screaming the N-word at her all day long. I wonder if woke people would like that or not.
That is true.
It's like she wanted to be black. Now she can be. Mm-hmm. Meet the racist who's helping everyone. Somehow. The guy who's
that works.
He would be making her dream come true of being black.
Yeah.
That lady's so funny.
What the
fuck
is
watching?
This? I don't know.
Are you watching whip nene videos?
Yeah, somebody sent me a whipping a nene video.
Damn. I can't wait to die too.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I just really want to get super fucked up on drugs.
Well, I got shrooms. I think I have a little bit of acid. I have weed. I'm not doing coke anymore. I have Adderall.
Yeah.
I got some weird dick pills. I got some.
What kind of weird dick pills do you got? Why'd you just give me the regular one?
Because I want you to have a good experience, you know?
What are the weird ones, though?
Some fucking, like, dropper that you drop in your mouth, but I don't know. It's given me a headache before, but a hard-ass dick.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a trade-off, you know?
Can I drop it down my dick hole? Have you tried that?
I have not tried that, to be honest. But to be completely fair, I have not tried dropping it into my dick hole.
I'm going
to
do that. I'm going to start mainlining dick pill juice into my fucking my main vein.
What I've been doing to help my dick is I've been taking leeches from a healthy, hard dick.
Yeah.
I put them on a healthy, hard dick, and then I take the blood and pump it into my cock.
God, dude, aging sucks.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. And it's helped a lot.
All right, I guess, what, I got to say something funny or something?
Is
that how this fucking podcast works?
If you want to.
I'm trying to.
That was funny what we were doing in the car about the Mexican day laborer who's afraid of the idea of Halloween.
Oh, yeah. I feel so like, did we do that bit on the show already? Because Adam said no. But
no,
he was saying, he's like, I saw a very scary movie called A Nightmare Before Christmas.
I thought it was a Christmas movie.
But it's Halloween. Yeah. Like a day laborer, he's like, Jeremy's like, Halloween scares me so much because they come to your house and they trick you for the candy.
They knock on your door and they're the minions.
Yeah, that guy. And
that's
he's also
good.
Like
construction worker.
He's also like upset because he doesn't know if 7-Eleven is 7 or 11.
Yeah, that's funny.
He's like, because is it 7 or 11? Because the picture is a 7. But then he say 11, and I don't know which one it is.
The picture's also 11, though.
No, it's just a 7. It's a 7, and then it says
11. Number 7, and then the word 11.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Hence his confusion.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which one
is it? It's a
very
confusing name.
How did that shit start?
I was at the Eastern Shore this weekend. And
oh, yeah, what happened with that?
Soft-shelled crab sandwich, and it sucked.
It sucked?
It sucked, man. It was really fucking bad. I was really upset.
I'm sorry, bro.
Oh, no.
Do you have any other crab or that was
no,
it?
No, that was it. I went to Brooklyn Crab a couple days ago.
How was that trip? Is it all right?
It was heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, my grandma doesn't remember who I am anymore.
Damn.
So she remembers like a concept of me, but she can't put my face to it.
Did I tell you the shit that happened when my grandma was like that when I went to Greece? And I think I've told the story before, but I'll just say it. I went to Greece, and she was like fucking losing it. It was the end. And she's like, who is it? Who are you? And I was like, hey, it's Stavro, Manoli's son. And she's like, I was just like, I don't remember you. You got fatter.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck, bitch? Yeah. You don't remember who I am, but you remember
bet.
I'm fat. Yeah. I got fatter.
It's a safe bet.
She had no idea who the fuck I was. But in her fucking old dumb bitch mind, the thing that she remembered was make him feel bad.
Was that the last thing she
being
said
fat.
To you?
Yeah.
It was one of the last things she said to me, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking
no, it's depressing.
I remember when my grandma
you sit
did
there and
too.
You know, she's like, oh, and who are you again? And you like tell her, and she's like, and where do you live? You know, oh. And what's your name? You know,
it's over and over again. Yeah.
You just have to keep saying it.
And they look bad because they're old and fucking
fucked
and
they're
up.
Embarrassed or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're surrounded by like crazy people also who like can't remember anything.
Yeah.
Like some sort of like psych ward situation.
Oh,
yeah. My other grandma was, when she was like in that home, she was just fucking catatonic, you know.
Yeah.
It was just so fucking depressing.
Yeah.
You know, you just
an old person home is fucked up.
Yeah, I have to go there with my dad, and like it's just like anytime I'm driving through like Central Jersey, it just have like memories of my father watching his mother die.
Jesus Christ!
It's like all I associated with just going to Subway. My dad, like you know, I think that's like a thing like just defeated middle class white guys do. They're really into like Boston Market, or
yeah,
Panera Bread.
That's their little treat.
Yeah, yeah.
They sneak away for a little fucking.
They're like, have you had Kazi?
My favorite clam chowder from Kazi.
Yeah. He's like, then we go up there and see her, and he'd have to stop at the Subway, and he'd get like the sandwich he always gets at Subway, and then bring half to his mom, and it's just like, eat the sandwich, mom. And she would just fucking sit there with cancer, just skin cancer eating away the top of her head, which, like,
ugh.
No point in doing anything about that.
Like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
And she just, like, couldn't do anything, couldn't look at anybody. You know, she would look at you and, like, you know, just roll her eyes because it's like, you're just waiting to die.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. If you're that old, give them a gun. Let them rob a bank.
It's
dude.
So
let
funny,
go
too.
Out
cause
there's no dignity.
Yeah, it's because all these, you know, everyone's like, wow, we've extended people's lives. They live like well into the hundreds now. And everybody who's under 65 is like, great. But then you forget that, like, basically after 75-ish,
yeah,
it's just like,
it sucks.
Any day, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck. That's going to be horrible being old
How
as fuck.
How old is Trump? Is he that old? He's 70.
Yeah.
That's too old to be the president.
Is he that old? Yeah. I think he's. I thought he was older than that.
He looks bad.
And my man is fat as shit.
Yeah. Well, Reagan was what, 73? He was the oldest president.
Reagan was the oldest ever.
My man went cuckoo in office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come give me some pussy, Nancy. That's my Reagan.
That's good.
I invented crack cocaine and AIDS because I hate blacks and queers.
Can you just DM me? Have you ever played a Nintendo DS?
That's a good question. Have you? Yeah.
I actually don't think I have. But I have a Switch. Shouts out to Switch. I
you
like
got
that
a
shit.
Switch?
Yeah, they're playing it right now outside.
Which game? Tennis?
Mario Tennis. I bought Stardew Valley, where you're just a little bitch.
Yeah,
ass
yeah. My friend put Ari Stern put basically, I think 300 hours into his farm.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it awesome?
I think he just likes living in that world and not this.
Was
world.
The farm awesome?
I mean, it's really cool.
I'm gonna have to holler.
It's
at Ari.
Really impressive. I don't know if it's worth 300 hours, though.
Your boy's been playing a nice amount of time.
But he loved Stardew. He was playing so much, he gave me his PS4 because he had to stop.
Oh, he was playing it on PS4?
And then he would come over to my house and then just sit there for like 6 hours working
Respect.
On his farm. Yeah.
Did you guys ever fuck with The Sims?
Yeah.
That shit was awesome, dude.
It's a lot friendlier than The
Scrims.
The Scrims.
The Sims, you could fuck with people.
We all hanging out playing the Scrims.
The Scrims.
You put them in a little ass house. I got my little ass house here. My man got a job. My man putting on his clothes. Ooh, he said grand piano. Love the Scrims.
The Scrims.
Oh, fuck.
The only available jobs.
I love the critiques of, you know, people get mad at this show on Twitter or whatever. Mm-hmm. Someone will just, like, clip something like that and be like, this is a fucking minstrel show. It's like, yeah, pretty much. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Some old-ass black guy playing The Sims and calling it The Scrims is really funny.
I mean, that hey, does it for me. I guess I won't kill myself just this instant. I'll wait until I stop thinking about The Scrims.
The only jobs on The Scrims are mall security guard and nail.
Oh, yeah. Private security and, like, door-to-door knife sales.
Yeah. Braiding hair in your kitchen.
Cutco. Were you guys Cutco kids ever?
No. I almost did.
No. I asked my parents. They said no.
Really?
They told me I
You're
wasn't
going
allowed.
Into banking like the rest of us. No. Secret banking. You're too gay for knives.
My parents are too dumb for banking.
Yeah.
Nah, dude. My parents are dumber. Take that.
I mean, they all get dumb.
I'm going to start this new thing now where whenever there's dead air, I'll just start saying whatever word is in my head.
Okay, go for it.
Maxwell House.
Maxwell House?
Folgers.
The best part of giving head is the semen in your mouth. All right, that's fun.
Yeah.
You say a word, and then I'll do a gay jingle.
French horn.
I sucked my teacher's cock when he taught me to play French horn. Okay,
that's
next.
True. No one appreciates their teachers enough when they teach them a new thing.
I can't wait to just be just so debilitated by drugs and still doing this show.
Don't do it.
I Shut have up. To.
He'll do it. It'll be fine.
I have to.
Okay.
The show must go on.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling him today, I was like, we don't need, like, if you're feeling
look,
bad,
dude,
we don't need
just look back
to,
on the last hour.
To do the show.
Yeah.
This is, people live for this.
This sucks, dude.
People,
no, that's fine.
People can't wait to hear this.
Didn't you just hear my
content?
Last joke about sucking,
sucking
you know,
your teacher's dick after
the
they
Maxwell
taught you the French
House
horn
thing
French
or whatever, or the Folgers?
The French horn something. Yeah.
The best part of sucking your teacher's dick is he also taught you French horn.
Mm.
See that, dude? That's called improvisation, Adam. Mm-hmm. Being a professional.
Yeah.
Nick, you throw him a word and see if he can do better.
Please, somebody riff something out. Just go into some kind of bit. Somebody do it.
All right.
Or find a way to pull me out of this fucking hole. You either lift me up and drag me across the finish line.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, we got you, buddy.
Like one of those, you know, retarded people or something.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Say the word retarded. That'll get the juices flowing. Hold on.
I guess.
What if it's like gay conversion therapy, but they convert you to being gay?
That's good. Okay. Oh, here's something I was
laughing. How about gay conversion camp, but it's a bunch of gay kids making conversion vans out of regular vans.
That's cool.
Good.
They're like, ooh, we'll put a little TV back here and like a table for you can have friends over.
Yeah, those would be really nice vans.
And then they come back and they're blush like, fabric. Oh my God, Mom, Dad, thank you so much for sending me to camp. And they're like, so do you still want to kiss boys? They're like, of course, but I know how to make vans now.
Yeah,
they're like, gay conversion camp. He's shaking his fist.
Should have read the brochure. A gay guy drives off in his van.
Yeah.
After having sex with all those children all summer. I was laughing at a guy calling, getting fucked in the ass, someone hacking into his ass.
Mm-hmm. So they hacked the main
Yeah,
frame.
You hacked into my ass. Mm-hmm. I'm tired. Dude, those guys keep hacking into my ass.
I was laughing about a t-shirt earlier today, and it's got the Cheerios bee, and he's saying, do I look at child porn? None of your beeswax.
Yeah, we were imagining which of Nick's fans would actually buy it and wear it.
Yeah, I think just walking around with a Cheerios bee admitting to being a pedophile.
What's the dumbest shirt you ever owned? When I bought a shirt when I first got like my own debit card. You guys ever remember tshirthell.com?
Yes, dude. I used to do the contests all the time.
Did you? Did you ever get anything on that bitch?
Basically, half the shirts on that website are from me.
Really?
No.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
I know. It would have been cool.
I used to love that shit because I was a fucked up youth that just loved
laughing. Was it just like novelty?
Actually, I remember submitting a shirt. The first thing I ever submitted to them. In fact, I only submitted like two or three things. But the first one, I was so happy with the idea when I was like 14 or 15.
Yeah.
I like drew it in MS Paint.
Oh,
or
you
whatever.
Drew it and everything?
Yeah. It's like... they laugh at me because I'm different. I laugh at them because their mom is dead, and it's like a goth kid making fun of some kid or whatever while he's like crying.
That's good. That sounds right up their alley too.
Yeah,
they didn't use it.
They didn't like it.
What was the shirt you bought? So?
I bought one that said "Scrappy Ending," and it was Scrappy Doo getting jerked off by an Asian woman. And I wore that shirt around and everything when I was like 16, thinking
it
was cool.
At a massage parlor?
Yeah, it was like at a massage parlor.
Wow. So, I can't believe that's on a shirt.
Yeah, it was on a shirt, and it was so inappropriate. But I wore it to a some kind of concert, and I got a lot of compliments.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think I wore it maybe to that Wu-Tang Clan concert where I said the N-word, where I screamed the N-word. Because Method Man was like, I can't hear you. And I was like, it's a good bit to yell the N-word at the top of my lungs.
Yeah.
At a Wu-Tang concert.
When I saw Drake in concert, that was the most times I've ever seen white people using the N-word. And they were all like 15-year-old girls, and they were just all saying
trying to get their shit split by Drake.
Yeah, that was a really uncomfortable night for me because I went with Brandon Wardell, who lived at his parents' house, child.
I remember I was supposed
and
to go,
I was
but
an
I was
adult.
Sick.
Yeah, I was an adult man.
Was this Halloween?
This was around then, yeah.
It was and Drake and Future, right?
No, it was Drake and J. Cole, I think, opened. It was on the Club Paradise tour.
Nice.
At the Verizon Center. And
hell
so
yeah.
I was in a meeting, and I came back to my desk, and I had like 35 texts from Brandon. And the first one was like, hey, Adam, like, he asked me if I wanted to see Drake. I was like, yeah, I'll spend like $30, like getting nosebleeds.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, Adam, I found great seats. Hey, Adam, please text me back. Hey, Adam, I found great seats. Hey, Adam, I think I'm just going to do it. Hey, Adam, okay, I'm using my parents' credit card. Hey, Adam, like, I'm going to get these seats. And then he's like, hey, Adam, you owe me $140.
Jesus Christ.
he bought $140 tickets to see Drake, which I didn't even really like Drake that much at the time. Then we were there, and it was all these kids that were his age, and they were all like slutty teenage girls grinding on me as an adult, and I'd be like, you should do it to him. He's a kid, and I'm a man, and plus, you would have been very mean to me if we were the same
you're
age.
You were barely... Wait, how old is Brandon? How much older are you than Brandon?
I'm much older
than
Brandon.
I guess you are. I forget how old your dumbass is.
Yeah, dude, you're like 37 years old.
I'm 31.
You are old as shit.
I'm 31.
Because, like,
I think I was 24 or 23 and he was 18.
Oh, yeah. Getting that fresh puss.
What are you doing? Why are you masturbating your vagina?
I'm scratching my pubes.
Yeah, why are you fucking...
See, I just saw him, like, fingering his clit.
It looks like you are flicking a clit.
Yeah.
No, I was adjusting my scrotum from an awkward position it was in.
You got that long scrotum? That long summer scrotum?
It was sort of, yeah, kind of getting close to the ass crack, and I kind of pulled it back. You know.
It's hot.
Yes. Interesting.
What's the stupidest shirt you ever owned?
Stupidest shirt? My grandma went to Prague, and she bought me a shirt that said "The Melody of Prague," and I wore it to school.
Is that the Hog of Cape Town?
Seventh grade. Yeah.
The slut.
What did you call her? The hog.
The tube hog.
The tube
of Cape
hog
Town.
Of Cape Town. Basically. Yeah.
Did I say that?
I think so. At some point.
Remember when my mind was working?
Dude. You still have a beautiful mind.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
You just have to fuck Jennifer Connelly, dude. That's the solution. Go to Hollywood. Track down Jennifer Connelly.
Let me take 3 more of those pills.
Don't do it.
You don't need any.
Why?
More. You're pretty subdued, man.
I know, but I want to just really just disappear.
No, man. Come on. I need those for
what?
Know, taking them sometimes because I like to do drugs.
I guess I am kind of chilled out.
Yeah, you're chilled out.
Yeah. Let's go eat. Let's quit this show forever and go eat. Let's go back to being sandwich friends.
I'd like to have a nice...
I have to go back to
Brooklyn, unfortunately. I had a huge breakfast, though. I had, listen to this, fucking cheese, bacon, mushrooms, omelet. What do you need?
What's the time, man?
56.
Oh, perfect.
Really?
Yeah.
Cheese.
All right. Four minutes of what he ate.
Okay, I got this. Do you really? I could literally, no problem, fill up 4 minutes
Stop.
Talking about
Look,
what
hey,
show us
apologies to the fans of the show, but, you know, Adam wanted to cancel it. Adam said, if you're not feeling well, we can cancel it. And I said, no.
I said that Nick's.
I said, if Rush Limbaugh can do every fucking pill in the world and still do radio.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who are
I'm
you?
Not, I'm not going to let the right win.
No, dude.
You know?
Because
we need I'm going to be the spousal abuse pill addict voice of the left.
Dude, you guys don't know this, but every left candidate's fucking fundraising numbers go down when we miss an episode.
Yeah.
So we can't.
Ocasio?
Can you buy Kratom anywhere in New York?
I don't know.
I think you can get them at, like, gas stations.
What is Kratom?
It's like fake heroin or something.
Yeah. No.
No, I mean, it does have, like, kind of an opiate feel to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Dan Deacon used to be way into that shit.
Yeah.
Because Felix just didn't do regular drugs.
Felix just drinks it all day long.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not a drug. It's like a herb.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's like the plant that you can extract drugs out of, probably.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's from the earth.
Dude, from the earth, dude. It's fucking natural. So anyway, I had a fucking cheese bacon, mushrooms omelet, side of wheat toast, hash brown on the motherfucking side, of course. Crispier than my dick.
Yeah.
You know when the shit's saturated with oil and it's brown as fuck outside and you just like get that crisp? Yeah. So much better than a soft fucking hash brown where you can move around the little fucking molecules.
I'll tell you, man, McDonald's hash browns are my favorite thing.
Yes, they knock it out of the park.
I love those McDonald's hash browns. A little bit of salt and pepper, dip it in some ketchup.
A little catsup.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's a nice life to live.
I used to love going to the fucking McDonald's it was off Eastern Avenue. Same shopping center as Santoni's, I believe.
Shout out Santoni's.
Local East Baltimore supermarket chain, Santoni's. And just go buck ass wild in that fucking...
Mm-hmm.
They had this was a McDonald's school? With a play place. No, nah, it was like Saturdays. My mom would take us fucking.
Are grown-ups allowed in there or not? Because they wouldn't answer the question when I asked.
You have to go in and find out.
Yeah, I
what are they
going to
do? Take you, kick you out? No thanks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you
know
what
I'm a I child like in my heart. I got a childish-assed heart.
Yep.
I like to put on
penis.
A scream mask. I got a,
sir, I have a child's penis. I should be allowed in the ball pit.
Man, I got that childish-ass penis. You know what I'm saying? It's playful. It's got a little mind of its own. You know what I'm saying? It's got a young heart. My childish-ass penis. There ain't nothing fucking
sir,
wrong
sir, do
with
you
it,
plead
man.
Guilty to child molestation or not?
Motherfucker, I plead child. I plead from my heart. I plead a man who enjoys the company of children.
Okay.
Is that wrong?
Yes.
Is that wrong? Yana. Yana, look me in my eye. No, the other eye.
Yes, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. And you are hereby sentenced to life.
Anyways, the Scrims, that guy.
The Scrims.
Jeff
the
Goldblum, the fucking.
Yeah, that was. I liked the Jeff Goldblum saying, giving them AIDS. And chocolate chip pancakes.
Yeah.
The gay conversion van camp, that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. sure.
Mm-hmm. The
yeah, don't worry, folks. I'm going to get on Depakote or Seroquel or something. And
Seroquel.
I don't know.
It.
I'll go see a psychiatrist and figure out what I need to do to get back to being able to riff.
This is actually progress, though, because what you would do in the past is just ride this out, move to like Montana or something, do some giant life challenge.
Some bridges.
Fall off the wagon, excommunicate everyone I know.
Yeah.
Fucking move halfway across the country.
No, we're proud of you.
Grow a beard.
Grow a beard.
I'm not running away from my problems anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm a 22-year-old man.
You're 20 years old.
Yeah. Is that a thing people do?
I think girl like the old women.
Yeah. I'm 40. Shout out to the old assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Just
old bitches
sluts.
Still love
all
sucking
all the
dick.
Old bitches.
Yeah. Your body's gone, but that mouth is still fucking working, dude.
Right. All the
that
old bitches.
That pussy might
all
be
over the
about
globe.
To fall out of your fucking cavity.
I can't wait to be just like an old guy on my third wife or whatever, and like, yeah, me and Diane, we have fun. You know, we got a golf cart that we drive around drinking margaritas in. And
sounds awesome,
yeah,
actually.
Dude. Yeah, we have ass sex in the golf cart.
Ass sex.
Fucking go to the Tommy Bahama outlet. Oh, and then I get some fucking nice ass clothes. We go sit on our boat. Not even take it out of the fucking dock. Mm-hmm. I just fuck her on it.
Yep.
And you know what? She's got a son. He's 27. I met him once or twice, maybe. No reason for us to have a relationship. He's a grown man in his own right.
Dude, I cannot wait to just be old as shit and just. Ugh.
I just that's what I want is because you can't care about anything anymore.
Exactly. I'm excited for when my body I can't fuck when my dick stops working completely because it's like then there's no even
what are you
expectation
do? Golf.
I'll finger fuck. I'll beat off my little ass dick.
No, I mean, like, what
if I get my titty sucked?
I don't fucking care, dude. That's so funny, dude. Stop, that's so funny. That response is so good.
That's fucking zen, dude.
That's beautiful, dude.
Yeah. I'll finger fuck. I'll beat off my little ass dick.
I get my nipples sucked or some shit. I don't know. We'll try some new shit, man. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
No, those Viagras work forever, dude. They work even if you're
we'll
old.
Find out, man.
Yeah.
We certainly will
if
find
not,
out.
If not, I'm sure they
real
get.
Young
you can always,
start
you can
on
always
them.
Get the
yeah, exactly.
You can always get the
you
gear.
You started
there,
young.
You can get the pump.
That would
in
be
the
awesome.
Internal pump.
That'd be awesome.
Just have all your dick nerves removed.
Yeah. Just basically have a dildo. Just turn my cock into a fucking sex toy I can't feel.
It just gets like, it's like reupholstered, basically.
Yeah, I would get fresh, young baby skin on that shit.
Calf.
Just have
some baby calf.
No, I want beautiful golden brown Puerto Rican baby foreskins all over my cock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to rejuvenate that shit.
My friend David, when we were in middle school, he used to take his dad's dick pills.
Nice.
And
fuck you in the ass?
No, he would be hard for. He'd like call me. He's like, dude, I've had a boner for like 6.5 hours.
For what?
For
just
no
to
reason.
Have a hard
just
dick?
To chill. Just to chill with a hard dick?
That's so funny. Like,
that's respect right there.
Yeah, we're like 12, and he's like, dude, it's so sick. I'm like, my dick hurts.
This gets your shit like incredibly hard.
Yeah,
the Viagra. That's
mm-hmm.
crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I this will be like seeing something like
old friend.
An old friend.
Yeah.
Not even
yeah.
an old friend. It'd be like, fuck, I forgot how funny Big Lebowski.
Yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
I took it one time.
My dick has not been completely hard since like. I think I did this bit before the towers fell.
Yeah.
2000.
Feels nice, dude.
Probably, honestly, 2006, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when it really fell off.
Yeah, when was my fucking most beautiful,
but
hardest cock? I would say probably 2009 for me.
Yeah.
When I really had just a...
Yeah, it was Obama coming in, dude.
Actually,
yeah.
I fucked this one.
Then you become a man of the mind, you know, mm-hmm. instead of a man of the...
I'll
man of the dick.
I'll finger fuck. I'll jerk on my little ass dick.
Yeah, it's fine. Get those golf cart margaritas, dude. Eat like a mother. I'm going to be such a fat piece
yeah.
of shit.
Yeah. It's going to be cool to like.
Oh my God. My last five
oh,
years on Earth
Emily
are going to be
Bronte's
awesome.
Birthday.
Who?
Who's the lady?
Some writer?
Yeah, one of, I think she wrote.
Pride and Prejudice.
Either she wrote Wuthering Heights or the sister.
She wrote Wuthering Heights.
Yeah.
Someone Bronte.
I fuck
Charlotte
with that song.
Bronte.
Charlotte Bronte wrote Wuthering Heights. Emily yeah. Bronte.
That's
wrote.
A good song. I don't know about a book.
That song is sick.
Yeah.
The book sucks.
What's
dude.
Her name?
Kate Bush.
Kate Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sick, dude. Yeah. Cool name.
Pussy. How about Bait Kush, right? And you
Ooh.
Beat off and smoke weed.
I love that, dude. That literally is what I've been doing the last
Hell
week.
Yeah, Bait Kush. All right, I think that's mm-hmm. as much as you're going to get out of me.
Great. Gang, well...
We'll be back and
if
stronger.
If you want this experience but live, who knows? Will Nick kill himself live at Cumtown Live?
I can't kill myself.
No,
you guys rely on me for financial...
Mm-hmm. We're your
yeah,
sons.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I got people... It would be fucked up to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, you
mean
should just not kill
stuff.
Yourself. Don't even worry about the financial. Don't
yeah.
even worry about the show. We just would prefer you not to be dead. Cumtown
so
Live
guys,
at the Autobahn.
If you want me to kill myself, get rid of the Patreon so there's no reason. Delete your subscriptions so there's no reason for me to.
We are doing Cumtown Live August 12th at the Autobahn.
When's Funny Moms?
Oh, it doesn't matter. The next day.
The 13th.
Who
okay.
cares?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. August 12th, live at motherfucking... the Auto Bar, please come out and see us. Nick, before that, we'll be at Caroline's, 9th, 10th, 11th. Go support our boy.
Yeah, I ran some new shit in D.C. I feel like I got stand-up back in my heart.
Yeah, he's falling apart, but his stand-up is better than
I
ever.
Need it
he's got, yeah,
more than ever.
He's got about 24 minutes on Mola Station.
You know
so
what,
go
Adam?
See.
You don't even have 24 minutes on... Fucking VHS over here.
Yeah, get his
this
ass.
Guy's got, this guy doesn't even have 24 minutes on fucking DVD. You know, I got a home theater system, you fucking pussy. I got an Apple TV, fucking
yeah.
Blu-ray, DVD.
Hell yeah, dude.
You name it.
That makes sense.
Well, so you, right. got, you know what? You got 24 minutes on a fuck. You got half a watch. That's it.
I will also be in Charlottesville on the 17th at the Southern. I will be back in Baltimore. Suspended Brewing Company doing a stand-up show and art gallery opening with my little brother George Judzi, Art by Judzi. So please come out to that. If you came to the last Baltimore live show, DM me and I'll give you a 2-for-1 tickets code for that one in Baltimore. And then on the 19th, I will be at Philly at the Good Good Comedy Theater. I'm making that up. Please, if you bought tickets the first time, come out and see me again. Right now it's 2 shows, but we will add a third if they sell out. And then Cleveland Boston tour, the whole squad's going to be there again. Cumtown Live on the 2nd in Cleveland. Buy tickets to that and Hilarities. Boston, we should look into maybe adding a second show or a bigger venue because I think it's sold out, but we're going to work on getting more tickets out there. And then more shit's coming up, guys. Check out my website, stavvy.biz, stavvy.biz. I have my personal dates. I'm going to be in Connecticut. I'm going to be in New Orleans and Lafayette. I'm going to be... Adam keeps punching my nuts. I'm going to be in Chicago and Detroit. And then after that, we're going to be all over the place, Australia, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, guys, thank you so much. Thanks for listening. Suck us off. Eat my ass. Fuck you. You're a dumb bitch. Bye.